Okay, so I'm gonna be 40 this year, this month actually, and I'd like to explain to people like how it is to have raised children. I have a 19-year-old and a 13-year-old, and my 19-year-old has told me that I stopped raising him when he was 13. Like, he was grown enough to actually be his own adult at 13. I know being a single mom, I didn't have a rule book. I didn't have things to tell me how I was supposed to be, what I was supposed to be, but I did the best that I could be. Okay? My 19-year-old, he graduated last year. He went to school half a year, worked the other half a year as a like a student, I don't know, through a job. And then when he graduated, he went full time into this job, full time. He's bought a couple cars on his own. He's done the financing. He's done everything that he was supposed to do on his own. I didn't have to help him with shit. I mean, excuse my mouth, but I know that I have a 13-year-old. I've raised two good boys into men. And given my circumstances where I was treated like shit from men, I've raised two good men to treat women like gold. And yet to this day, I've been told that I've done nothing to raise them. Like I said, I'm 40 years old, and I will be on the 20th. I'm starting to see a therapist. My therapist tells me, he says, "Is your son on drugs?" "No." "Is he drinking?" "No." "Does he work full time?" "Yes." "Did he graduate?" "Yes." "Is he paying his own bills?" "Yes." So, where did I go wrong? Now, I have a 13-year-old now, and I've gone through a depression in my life, and I feel like no matter what I do now, it's gonna be the same end result. I'm gonna fuck up his life. I'm not gonna be good enough. And I shouldn't judge one son to the next because I know one son's different than the other. And as my 13-year-old tells me, "Mom, you're trying. Just try a little harder." You know, and I get that, and I understand that, and I'm trying. I really, really am trying. But I just feel like, what's the point? You know? I've never done a podcast in my life. So here it is. This is just me rambling. I've worked my whole life. Since the day after I turned 18, I mean, I wasn't allowed to work before then, but the day after I turned 18, I moved out. I took on a job, went to school half the year and then, or half the day, and then went to school. I got pregnant. I was a virgin until I was 18 years old. I got pregnant when I was 18. I was a virgin until I was 18. I had my first son when I was. I got pregnant when I was 19. I had my first son when I was 20. So we're like 20 years apart. So, like, I'm gonna be 40, he's gonna be 20. You know? I thought that I did the best things that I possibly could have done as an old, as I've been labeled as an old school lady, old hearted. I knew to respect the man that I was with, to be honest, faithful. I did all that. Raised two kids, two sons, for that matter. Because God knows we don't have that many chivalrous, what is that called? Chivalry? Where men open up doors, men respect women. I knew what it was like. My kids seen what I was going through, and they knew not to be that kind of a person. And I know my oldest son, he's the greatest person there is ever to be, to have as a boyfriend, to have as a husband. He's the greatest. I know my youngest one will be the same way. I mean, I think I've done well. But I feel like my issues that I've gone through, the problems that I've gone through, has taught them what not to be. So I went through the heartache and the pain, and my kids learned from it. I guess that's why God puts you through certain things, and He gives you the trials and tribulations so that your children will learn what not to do. I guess I went through them. I suffered through them. I may have maintained a little longer through certain relationships than I should have. But that's only because I had a good heart. And I believe that a person is who they are when you first meet them. And you just wish for that back, right? My 19-year-old now tells me that I stopped raising him. At almost 40. I'm 39. I'll be 40 in September 20th. That at 13 that I... He didn't need me after that. He raised himself after that. That I failed after that, I suppose. I don't feel like I did. But because I've been told that by my own children, my own family, I'm not the same person that I was a few years ago. Given the things that I've gone through, you know, in life, things change you. You're not going to be who you were at 18, at 25, at 30. Almost 40, I've changed. You know, I've become a little bit... I've always taught that I needed to have a backbone. I grew that. Growing up, I didn't have that. Growing up, I was the comedian of. Growing up, I was the responsible one. And now that I have a backbone and I want to tell people how I feel, and I just need loyalty. You know, having friends... When you say you have a friend does not mean nothing. Unless they have your back. You know, when a friend wants to be on your back and say, okay, I got you. And you're on a way to go down to do something. And then all of a sudden, they change their attitude when they talk to the people that you're going down to see. And they say, no, I picked her up. I seen her walking. Not that she was bringing me. It's just I seen her walking to your house. And that person says, well, don't bring her down here because if you do, she may be my daughter, but I'll still call the police on her. And that to me is not a friend. A friend who doesn't have your back and say, listen, I had her. She promised me. We pinky swore. And we were going to do this. And she was going to do that. And she was not going to make a scene. She just wanted to talk. She just wants a little bit of peace. Instead, that friend, I do it with quotations, wants to lie and say, no, I had nothing to do with it. All I want is... You want a friend who wants to be loyal to you, right? Who wants to stick to you through thick and thin. Now, when you're the bad person because you don't want to be friends with that person anymore because that person's not loyal, all of a sudden now you're the bad person. It is, I guess it is what it is. And you chalk it up as, you know, somebody who's going to be there for you or somebody who's not going to be there for you. And I guess when you've been the one person who's been there for everyone, you expect that in return. Do unto others as they have done to you. I believe in God. I'm not going to praise you. I'm not going to recite the Bible because God knows I don't know it. But the thing of it is that I believe that what you do to people, they should do to you. And you can't expect the next person to have a good heart like you do. Now, every now and then, everybody messes up. And every now and then, everybody has a moment. And God knows I've had some moments. But the thing of it is that, like, your moments, you need to have somebody. Somebody that you thought you trusted. Somebody that you thought you could talk to. Somebody that you thought you can believe in. And then when that's gone, they show their true selves. Who else do we have? You have yourself, I guess, right? And this is more for the adult entertainment or whatever it is that you guys want to call it. I've raised my children since I was a virgin at 18. I had gotten pregnant at 19 and I had my first son, but I was 20. I lived a very sheltered life. I lived a very old school life. So for me, it was, you're a woman, you raise your children, you cook, you clean, you're respectful, you're honest, you're decent, you represent the man that you're with. And in return, you want him to represent you. You know me, I got it. I guess maybe that's more the modern day, is that a man represents you than like you represent him. And back in the day, it wasn't like that. I guess I'm a little bit of old school plus modern day. And I'll do for you, but you have to do for me. I have been let down so many times. So many times. Now, one thing that I thought that I did the right thing was raise my children. I figured God gave me sons. He gave me sons to put back into this earth the chivalry, the kindness, and the respect that a man should be. Because God knows that it's not happening anymore. I did that. I succeeded in that. I really did. Because both my boys are very, very honest, respectful men. But in the end, I don't get that credit. Because in the end, obviously, they did it themselves. At least with my oldest one. My youngest one, I kind of still have hope for him, but I feel like I'm going to fail him like I just did his older brother. I feel like, at my age, doing what I was supposed to do, being a good woman, a good mom, a good girlfriend, a swore-to-be wife, I did all that I was supposed to do. But in the end, it never worked out for me. So being all those good things, I'm not saying you're supposed to give them up. I'm not saying that you're not supposed to do them. But in my aspect, what's the point? I need some feedback, you know? I mean, give me something you've been through, something you've done, your life. Make me feel like I'm not the only person out there that feels like raising kids on your own and being 40 years old, I haven't failed at what I did, and that I still have a perspective in life. This is Suzanne Guzman talking to, I guess, I don't know, this is my first time. My opinion. Give me yours.